Today, New Zealand property still stuck in cautious mode. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, well noticed post covering finance and property news. Well, the REINZ released their June 2026 data today, and they showed that national conditions remained cautious while regional differences continue to shape the overall picture. They say the New Zealand housing market has become a series of local markets, moving at different speeds. Buyers and sellers in one part of the country are having a very different experience from those in another, making the local knowledge of trusted real estate professionals more important than ever. They would say that, wouldn't they? In other words, you need to go granular, which of course sounds familiar. Now, the other point to make here is that the Professional Association, of course, are representing the industry, and so they are quite selective in the way that they actually spin the story. They tend to steer to the positive side of the road. But I think actually they truly exceeded themselves this month. In reality, the market remains weak, prices are falling, and listings are rising. And of course, all in the context of higher interest rates and inflation ahead. They say that the National House Price Index, the HPI for June, remains slightly negative on an annual basis, down 0.8%, pointing, they say, to a softer underlying price trend. You betcha. But the raw and seasonally adjusted median sale price, they say, both recorded the same year-on-year increase in June, reflecting continued strength in some of the country's higher value and better performing regions. A bit selective there, as we'll see. Regionally, the South Island continued to outperform, with Canterbury recording one of its strongest June sales results on record, and Southland continued to lead the country for the annual house price index growth. In contrast, Wellington's market remains subdued, reinforcing the increasingly varied conditions being experienced across New Zealand. All up, the national median sell price was broadly unchanged year over year at 770,000 compared to June 2025, while the days to sell did improve slightly to 48 days. That's one day faster than in June 2025. But month on month, prices fell 1.3% nationally to 770,000. And they were down 0.7%, excluding Auckland, to an average of $700,000. But in Auckland, they fell 2.2% to $980,000. Marlborough reported a 12-month fall of 14.9%, while the West Coast rose 12.9%, so it does vary across the regions. The number of successful sales dropped 11% over the past month and down 2.9% over the past year. But with heavier falls in Auckland, down 13.1% last month and 5.6% over the past 12 months. The REINZ has tracked monthly sales since 1992, and they say putting June's sales activity in context, the June 2026 sales count ranked 23rd of the 35 June results on record. That places June 2026 sales comfortably above the lowest years and matches May's historical position, indicating the market is continuing to hold its footing. No, you've forgotten that, of course, we have a bigger population now than when they started, and you should adjust for that if you want to make it sensible comparisons. So I'm afraid a bit of a spin here too. Once winter seasonality is taken into account, they say national sales activity changed little from May, which is probably closer to the truth. The possibility of a July official cash rate increase, ongoing cost of living pressures, fuel prices remaining above pre-conflict levels despite an easing of the month, and the approaching general election all definitely impact market sentiment during June. Some buyers bought purchasing decisions forward ahead of the official cash rate announcement, while others took a more measured approach. They said, with the direction of the official cash rate largely priced into the market, mortgage rates had already adjusted, and the market continued to adapt to a higher interest rate environment. REINZ members, they say, reported that buyers remained selective, taking time to compare properties and assess affordability before making decisions. In other words, it was a slow market. Our members continue to tell us that people are taking a thoughtful and informed approach to buying and selling property, they said as a quote. Interest rates remain an important influence, but they're only one part of the picture. There are a range of factors influencing confidence, but we're not seeing a single event prompting buyers or sellers to suddenly change course. That measured approach is contributing to a market that's remained relatively steady, with conditions continuing to vary across the country. Well, there you go. They're trying to say nothing by saying something. Six of the 16 regions recorded positive year-on-year median price movements, with the West Coast and Canterbury the strongest performers. The West Coast had a median price of $474,350, up 12.9% year-on-year. The region's strong median price growth reflected continued activity from buyers looking to move up the property ladder, while vendors generally met the market on price despite a more measured winter market. Canterbury, with a median price of $710,000, was up 5.2% year-over-year, and the region's strong median price growth was supported by a strong local economy, ongoing regional investment, and broad-based buyer demand, with salespeople reporting activity across all buyer groups. And other notable price moves were the Bay of Plenty up 3.8% to $830,000 and Tasman up 3.5% to $765,000. Three regions recorded no change year over year. That included Taranaki and Wellington. And the number of reported sales was lower year on year in 11 of the 16 regions. Northland reported the highest increase in sales year on year, up 24.3%, although it reflects a relatively subdued June and small numbers. Tasman sales were unchanged compared to June 2025. But again, the numbers are pretty small. National listings, they say, increased by 4.3% year over year to 7,942 in June 2026. So any evidence of a stabilizing market? Big listings suggests to me a slowing market. So interesting choice of words. Canterbury and Southland continue to absorb new stock quickly, while Gisborne reported the sharpest year-on-year increase in household inventory. Auckland recorded 3,088 listings, marginally higher than in June 2025. And in fact, in New Zealand, just to finish the picture, there were just 679 auction sales. That's 11.3% of all sales in June. For the same period last year, there were 686 auction sales at 11.1% of all sales. So if you stand back and just put all this together, the market is still extremely slow. Vendors are being very cautious. The risks are there with higher interest rates and higher inflation. And the market is still stagnating and prices are still significantly down from where they were, go back 5 years, for example. So this is a classic example of a document that is designed to say one thing, but not say the full picture. We actually see that across the real estate industry, both in Australia and New Zealand. It's par for the course. Always worth standing back and just trying to say, what are the numbers really telling us? Let's ignore the spin. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.